Kath Hurley is my boss. Her formal title is the manager of content here at ABC Victoria for 774 ABC Melbourne and our colleagues in ABC Regional Radio as well, right across Victoria, all of whom worked with Jill and feel her loss deeply as well. Kath, good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
From the ABC management, what's the sentiment this morning? How are you coping?
John, I'd like to begin by reading a formal statement that we've prepared because, as you know, we at local radio have been living with this for the last week along with Jill's family, and we've needed to be prepared and we've needed to work together and to support each other. On behalf of Local Radio Victoria, we are deeply saddened and pained by the tragic news of the death of our friend and colleague Jill Maher. Our thoughts go out to Jill's family and friends, so devastated by the passing of this wonderful young woman. Jill was a much-loved member of the local radio family. She was witty, intelligent, and great company. Her friends and workmates at the ABC will miss her greatly. This tragic outcome will undoubtedly heavily weigh on them and us, and they'll be supported through this dark time. We thank the police for their dedication to the investigation and our colleagues in the media for their support. We would also like to thank our listeners and the general public for their overwhelming kindness and encouragement over the last week. Jill was an innocent victim, a young, vibrant woman with her whole life in front of her.
And Kath, you worked with Jill more closely than any of us, so your memories of Jill?
Look, Jill was just a positive life force, as you know. I had the pleasure of meeting Jill back in January. I appointed her to her role. She's only been with us for a brief 9 months. But she was just a fabulous admin professional, everything that you'd want in that role. She was, you know, she lit up a room, as I think you said the other day. You know, she was always the one that would remember when it was someone's birthday, and she and our admin assistant, Skye Condon, would actually make the cupcakes. You know what our budget's like here at the ABC sometimes when it comes to catering, and they would, you know, they'd put themselves out there and they would actually provide catering for us, and we'd gather around and we would talk about you know, whoever's celebration it is. And she was just wonderful, very efficient, an admin professional, and, you know, always dedicated and always got things right and supported me. And I think I'd also like to acknowledge the fact that she really supported local radio right across the state.
Yep.
Our local content managers in the 9 regional stations across the state are feeling this just as acutely.
Sure.
They're on the phone to Jill 2 or 3 times a day, asking advice about everything. She was the glue that held us together.
And a charmer, an absolute charmer, and it's just incomprehensible as it stands. So we have to put the pieces back together somehow. We have to keep doing a show, and we'll do that right through the course of what's going to be a very difficult day as best we can. Can I just acknowledge what you and others have done? And I don't think you've had much sleep for about a week, as have many of us. So,
thank you, John. That means a lot. And as you know, we always have rigorous editorial debates here at the ABC, both on and off the air. And
well, for people who don't know, many discussions between Kath Hurley and me are not conducted in such a gentle pitch. We have our disagreements, and we've had them in the past, but you've been terrific.
Thank you, John, and so have you. And I really wanted to acknowledge that I've been just so proud of the whole team, ABC Local Radio in Victoria, the way that people have treated this story straight up and down. You haven't engaged in any speculation.
Well,
although it was playing on all of our minds, there was a day this week when I know you didn't mention it on your program, and I was so proud of you on that day.
Yeah, well, there was nothing to say. So we had hopes. We had, well, what turned out to be fantasies. We thought maybe this will all end well, and it didn't, and that's just awful. Kath, I know there's swarms of people around the place, lots of hugs, lots of tears, and much that needs to be said. So thank you for coming in and sharing that with the audience today, because it's the extended ABC family
as well. It's been, yeah, amazing, the outpouring from the audience. And already, as you and Red talked about earlier. Just we've been overwhelmed with support. Yeah. I brought these in for you, John.
Yeah. Very fragrant.
Our colleagues, you know, throughout the ABC have been really supportive too. Natasha Mitchell just came in. She didn't say anything. She just dropped those. And I thought maybe the fragrance of the jasmine in the studio might help you to get through what is a very difficult day for us all.
Very sweet. Take care. Thank you.